Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin today a fascinating new subject, Simen Reish Nun Gimel, and we begin to talk about the laws of cooking on Shabbos. This is one of the most complex areas in all of Halacha, and I hope, Be'ezras Hashem, that we say over the Shiurim here correctly and don't make mistakes. One really needs to have a Mora Horah to ask them all of their Bishul Shilas on Shabbos. This is, again, one of the most complex areas in all Halacha. The Mechaber begins and he tells us, Sif Aleph, Kira Shehi Asuya Kikdeira, Vishovsin Alpia Kidera Lamala. If you have over here a stovetop, a kira is really like an oven that had two stovetops on the top, and we're talking about placing on these burners on the top of this oven structure various items on Erev Shabbos. So kira shiasuya kikdeira. You have over here a kira, this stovetop oven, that it has on the top of it places for a kidera, for pots to be put on it. Vishovsin Alpia Kidera Lamala, and you put on top of one of these stovetops a pot with food inside it. By the way, this kira, he's telling us, is a structure that has room for two such stove tops on the top. So he tells us the halacha, and this first opinion that we'll bring down today is the opinion of the Rif, the Rambam, also the Rebar Tzaloni, and the Shultos, as brought down in the Baragola, Oz Beis. Im husaka begefes, if you're using various types of materials to go and be the firewood over here. For example, if it's fired up with gefes, what is gefes? The Mechaber tells us, sheep solas shozesim, which is the waste of byproducts after you squeezed out from the olives. So this is very flammable material. If you're using this as the flammable material for this oven, obeitzim, or if you're using firewood. So the halach is, according to these poskim that I just mentioned, the Rif, the Rambam, the Shultos, and the Rebar Tzaloni, it is forbidden. Also, liten olea tavshil mibod yom. You are not allowed to go and place on Erev Shabbos a pot that is cooking, and lahashoso olea, and to leave it on there. They'll see that these words lahashoso olea is open to a great machlokis as to what exactly that means. And Yitzchak Hashem, we'll get to that in the introduction from the Mishneh Berurah. But according to this opinion, the Rif and the Rambam over here, the Shultos and the Rebbe Tzaloni, you're not allowed to leave this on from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos unless certain conditions are met. Specifically, Elohim Kain is Bashel Kol Tzorko, unless the item is totally cooked to its fullest needs, and if you were to cook it any further, V'hu Mitztamek, and the Mechaber continues, Viralo, we'll explain the Ramo in a second, if you were to continue to cook it, it will actually worsen. That's called Mitztamek Viralo. There's something else called Mitztamek Viofilo. If you keep on cooking a cholent, it gets better. That's called Mitztamek Viofilo. Here we're talking about, we've reached a point of, if you continue to cook this, it will actually dry out and become not as tasty. Pirish, that's what the Ramo says. The explanation of Mitztamek over here means, if you continue cooking it on the oven, on the stovetop over here, it will actually get worse. That's what the Mechaber tells us over here. You're not allowed to even leave this on the oven from Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, without doing something called grufa uktuma, without putting what we would call a blech on it, which we'll explain in the Mishneh Berurah. Now, that's all we're going to do in the Mechaber and Ramot today. There are a number of caveats on the Amud Beis over here that will tell us other situations where you would be allowed to do this, even according to the Rif and the Rambam. But now let's read the introduction that the Mishneh Berurah brings down over here. And he says, it's a very complicated sugya. Hine, the very top of the Mishneh Berurah over here, before we even get to the Os Aleph in the Mishneh Berurah. Hine, mipnei shehasimen hazeh rabu parosav. This simen has very much furrows in it. It's a very complicated simen. There's a lot of inyanim in this. Ukidei shelo yevalvel eini akoribo, and in order that the reader over here should not get confused, Amarti, Chofetz Chaim said, I decided, lahatik misefer machzis hasheko. I'm going to quote to you some of what the Machzis HaShekel wrote down, his psicha's introduction, Kitan, his short introduction over here, Eleo Mikri Adinim Shalom. So I'll quote from the Machzis HaShekel and bring it down over here in my introduction. Kadesh Yoritz HaKoribo, very poetic language, you'll be able to fly right through this, you'll be able to run through this sugya without great difficulty. And it's true, this is a wonderful introduction, as we'll see. The Chofetz Chaim writes, Da, Sheish Inyan Shehiyah V'Inyan Chazara. There are two aspects over here that we need to know the definitions of. Shehiyah literally means to leave on. Chazara literally means to return. And he tells us, Shehiyah, This word shehiya, mikre, means shenosein tav shel me'erev Shabbos al gabi kira. You go and put your food on top of the stovetop on Erev Shabbos. Lo derech hatmana, without it being insulated or covered up in any way. Umenicha omen al gabi kira, and you leave it in place over here on top of this stovetop. Ube Shabbos, no tel me'akira. The typical word shehiya means that you left it there, and on Shabbos, Friday night, you take the soup off the oven. You take the stove off the stovetop. That's called shehiya. The chazara mikre, when you want to return something, what does that mean? Keshenicha me'erev Shabbos al-gabi kira. You left it on the stovetop on Erev Shabbos. Ube Shabbos, no, low, let's say Friday night, you take it off, me'akira, from the top of the stovetop. And now, v'rotzel ha'chzira shenis al-gabi kira. You want to put it back on top of the stovetop on Shabbos. And he says, Zeu ikar din chazara l'kuli yama. Everybody agrees this is the real din of chazara. No, he says, Aval yesh odin chazara. There's another definition of chazara that is another inyan. Shenot lo mi'erev Shabbos somet chashechu machziro. You take it off before Shabbos starts, and then you return it. And this we'll learn about in Yitzhak Shem in an upcoming shir, Kimavur Besiv Beis, in the Haggah, the Ramah over there. Now, this concept of shehiya, what it actually means, uplige chananya v'rabbanon. There's a major machlokes in Shabbos between chananya, one of the tanoim, and the rabbanon, and the chachomim. The chananya svirulei, chananya holds, imatashu kvar nispashel k'maychol ben drosoy. If the food has already been cooked on Erev Shabbos to the stage where it's called maychol ben drosoy. Ben drosoy was a ganav, and he was always eating on the run, so his food wasn't ever fully cooked. And this shear is hukichatzi bishul. There's an opinion over here that it's half cooked. It means a third cooked. Whatever it actually is, it's less than fully cooked. When it reaches the stage of kemayachol ben drosoy, it's edible for this bar drosoy, mutu lashos agabe kira, then one is permitted, according to Chananya, to leave it on an uncovered fire, an uncovered stovetop, without a blech, as we would say. Mutu lashos agabe kira, you're allowed to leave it there, afilu emeno gerufa min agacholim, even if you haven't remove the coals. Veinu ketuma. What does that mean? Hainu shemechusa gechol mefer, that you covered it up. What we would say is a blech. The expression gerufa ketuma is a vernacular term that we use for a blech. It means that you're not going to be able to easily stir it, and as a result, you're going to remind yourself, hey, there's a blech there, I just can't turn up the flame, and you won't come to cook on Shabbos. So, Chananya says you don't need a blech, you don't need gerufa ketuma if it's already cooked before Shabbos to the stage of Meichel ben Drosoy. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim svirulehu, the Yosef remain a grufa ketuma. You may come to still stir it, and therefore you'll cook it on Shabbos. And therefore, unless it has a blech on, unless it's grufa ketuma, you're not allowed to leave it on. That shehiya, according to Chachamim, is no good. Unless, elim kim nispashel kol tzarko, unless it's fully cooked to its fullest needs, umitztamik v'ralo, and if you cook it further, it will actually get worse. Those are the basic dinim over here of the machlokas between Chananya and the Chachamim. Now, in the beginning of the morning Shabbos, Reish Perek Kira Tanan, it says over there a question. Kira Shehi Sikua V'chulei, if you have over here this oven, this stovetop that is heated up, Begefes U'beitzim, with this olive waste or this firewood, Lo Yitain, you're not allowed to put something on this stovetop, Ad Sheyigrof O Ad Sheyitain Sefer, until you make it Grufo Ketuma, until you put on a blech. Now, the question is, what does that mean? Umiboyel HaShas, the Shas says the following Shaila. Hai lo yitain ditnan, that which the Mishnah said, do not put something on this stovetop unless it's grufa ketuma. Rotz Shlomo, what does that mean? Lo yashe, does it mean you shouldn't leave something on there from Erev Shabbos unless elam ken garev v'kotum? And this is like the opinion of Yasek Rabban and the Chananya. This holds like the opinion of the Chachamim who argue with Chananya that you need to have it fully cooked, and it will get worse if you cook it further in order to be allowed to not have a blech. Otherwise, you always need a blech. You need grufa v'ketuma. That's the Rabbanon of Chananya. What does it mean? Olo yitain, rotz lomar, lo yasi, means you can't put it back after you took it off the fire. Avo shehiya muteris. Afilu eno gar v'kotum. But if it's cooked to a maichel dosroi, so then you're allowed to leave it on the fire if you put it on their Erev Shabbos, even if it's not grufa ketuma. Whose opinion is this? V'yasi l'kechananya. And this is exactly what Chananya said. So that's the question that the Gemara has. Do we paskin over here like Chananya, or do we paskin over here like the Chachamim of Chananya? And the Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, and I pointed on the Veragola, this is also the Shiltos and the Reb Betzaloni, they all paskin, and they hold as follows, when it says leshos, it means ucherabon and dechananya. It means that you're not even allowed to put it on there, and not talking about chazara. You're talking about just putting it on there if it's not cooked fully, and it will get worse if you cook it further. You must have grufa ketuma. That's on the riff in the Rambam and the others paskin. Dafilu lashos ba'inon agabi grufa ketuma. To even leave it on there without those conditions met, it must have a blech. It must be grufa ketuma. However, Tosos, and as well Rashi, Pasku, they hold, lahachzir tanan, it means, when it says lo yitain, it means to return it after you took it off. But, avalishos, like Hananya says, to leave it there in the first place, mutter afilu enon grufa, as long as it's cooked, kemaychol ben rasoi, you're allowed to leave it on there even if there's no blech, even if it's not grufa ketuma. Once, mishin nishpasu, kemaychol ben rasoi, as long as it's cooked enough. And this is like the opinion of the Hananya. So you have these two machlokas over here. This is the two shitos in the Shulchan Aruch. We learn the first one, which is the Riff and the Rambam, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll learn Tosus and Rashi. They al if he dats the Riff and the Rambam. Vayesh Omer that we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Shemevi Mechab B'sof Sif Aleph, who das Rashi v'Tosus and Al. So this is a famous machlokas. And Zeh Omer Shebeyarnu B'Ktzora. This short introduction over here will now allow us Me'at and Ovel Levar as Diriyah Shulchan Aruch B'Ezer Hashem. Now we'll be able to understand much more clearly the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, I'll point out, the issue for number one says, this is talking about when you're putting it on a stovetop, but he brings down, what about putting something on a radiator, which is not normally used for cooking, it's normally used for heating the house. So Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and Igros Moshe, as well as the opinion of Rav Ozan's Zatzal in the Otzos HaShabbos, they both bring down, Shemayach HaShein Derech Bishul B'Kach, this is not the normal way to cook something, Mutter, Aflo Niach Le B'Tchila B'Shabbos, you could put the food on this radiator on Shabbos. Again, we're talking about something that is already cooked, so there's no Isser of Bishul on it. It would be just reheating something. Rav Yashav, however, disagrees, and he says he's not sure that this is such a heter. He says, no, ain't limchos biyadam akila, but if somebody takes advantage of this heter, no, Rav Moshe, Rav Ozna, Zatzal, they're both great gedolim, one could rely upon them. He's not so sure you should do it lechatchila, but you could rely upon them. Likewise, both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashav, Zatzal, they both hold that if you have a naft heater, that it's easy to place a pot on top of it, since some people do, however, use this on a weekday as well to heat things up, this does have all the rules of an oven, even though it's mostly made for heating up the house, but since some people do use this naft type of heaters on a regular basis to heat things up even during the weekday, so you have to be concerned about this, and it has the status, as opposed to a radiator, it has the status of an oven. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Aleph. He says, you're placing the pots on top of these stove tops on the oven, this kira. He says the same thing would apply. Gam besocha yeshmokam lamid kaderi. You could put the pot inside as well. Umut lashos b'mitzdamik morello, and this would be permissible if it was fully cooked, and if it would cook further, it would be untasty. It would not be good. Why did he say on the stovetop? El mishum derotz lashmino. He wants to teach us over here. Issa b'mitzdamik v'yovelo afilu apia. If it's going to cook and be cooked longer and be better, so then he's telling us even on the top paw, it's not allowed. Sivkot and Beis, im huska l'chule, we said if you're heating it up with olive wood or with wood, mishum the kol hani of the gecholim, all of these things make coals. The chayshinan, and the concern is, shema yechate behem. If it's not as hot as you want, if it's not cooked as well as you want, we're concerned that you'll come to stir these coals to heat up the flame on Shabbos, and that would be an isser of bishul. The issue for number two brings down, ulishashos kidera me'er Shabbos agabi chamitveria, to use a hot spring, that would also be permissible, because there's no concern over here that you can stir it to make it hotter. Likewise, any solar-powered type of a thing, which you can't stir to make it hotter, is brought down as well in the Bir Halach in the name of Rekiva Eger, that would be permissible. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Gimli writes, this Gefes is Psolish Shol Zeisim, the Yesh Omrim Du Adim Psolish Shol Shumshmin. The same thing would apply for sesame seed waste. The Ganheim Bichal Gefes and Iskor Mishnah, they're also included in this very flammable subject that the Mishnah talks about that turns into coal. Turns into pechomim. Ukele lekamim simin reish nun zayin siv gimel in hatmona. The same rules apply there in regards to insulating in hatmona dinim. Sivkan dalit oetzim or firewood vodin pechomim vigelle behem agasa. This applies to any sort of thing that will turn into coal, including the large fecal deposits, the galolim, the excrement of a large animal. It also has the ability to be flammable and will turn into a coal-like substance, which if you stir it, you would be able to make the fire hotter and cook. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey says, don't put it on there. Litein Oleha, it's not allowed. If it's already on there, Sarich Lisalik Kishigi Azman Chashecha. You must take it off from the stovetop as soon as it's reached darkness. The issue for number six reminds us over here that we have a big machlokis as to what time Shabbos starts between the Rabbeinu Tam and those that hold like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sheet of the Gonim and the Vilna Gon. And he says, certainly one should be Zar over here. Lo Lasos Melocha Be'er Shabbos Mitchilas Ashkia. So you certainly don't want to have anything cooking once the shki has already occurred. Chas v'shalom, he says, lahalka b'davar, and one is machmer on this. Even one holds like the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't do melacha after the shki. In any event, he's telling us over here, if the pot is already on before Shabbos, you must take it off. If it didn't meet all of the criteria above from the Rif and the Rambam, you have to take it off before it is shki. Since it hasn't been fully cooked, in low nispashla called sarcha, or if it is fully cooked, but it will still get better by cooking it more, so then the rules of grufa and ketuma apply over here. If you don't have that, you must take it off before Shabbos starts. The issue foot number four brings down an amazing thing from the Chazon Ish. He says, if you forgot to take it off, even though it's muktzah, you have to take it off. And certainly if you put it on there on purpose, you must take it off, because the concern is that you're going to go cook with it, and that's a big issur d'oraisa. The issue for number five brings down that from the fact that it says over here, also le'ashoso alea, he brings down that that means you have to take it off as well. You're not allowed to let it stay on there. In other words, you have to actively take it off. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav says, Mibod Yom, you must take it off while it's still daytime. Haino litno kodim shkiasacham le'ashoso alea l'tzorech halayla. You're not allowed to leave it on there for later usage that night. Now, in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, Lashosu Alea, he brings down that this is the language of the Tor, who actually said, Litzorech Halayla. Our Chaber over here didn't say that. He just said, Mibod Yom, Lashosu Alea. He didn't say, Litzorech Halayla. But the Chavetz Chaim brings down over here in the Bir Halacha that that's the language of the Tor, Litzorech Halayla. And this has a huge nafkamina. Im Kavanoso Litzorech Mochor, but if your intention isn't to eat it that night, but to eat it the following day, so then, Yesh Poskim Shematirin, then you can leave it on without a blech, the lochayshinon shivo lachtos. What are we concerned about? You're going to try to heat it up, it'll be ready a little bit earlier? It's going to sit on the oven all night. So it'll definitely be ready by the time of tomorrow. And this has the same halach as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shemin tomorrow. When you have raw meat on, there's no way it'll be ready. So don't be concerned that yechshemu yechate begecholim, because there's no way it'll be ready. So the El Yerabba says in that situation, he brings down that the halacha over here is the same for something that you're not planning on eating tonight. However, the Vilna Gaon, the Morgan of Ram, and even the El Yerab himself, all say Medina ain't l'smoch al zeh. One shouldn't rely upon that you're not planning on eating it tonight, because you may change your mind. When something is raw, you can't change your mind. There's no way it'll be ready. So the din of b'chayasa, if it's raw, is different than the din of, I'm planning on eating it tomorrow. But no, at the chalent that everybody is going to eat tomorrow for lunch, at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, the kids raid the chalent, and they have the chalent. So they'll tell me it's supposed to be for tomorrow, it may be for tonight. And if at 9 o'clock they see that it's not ready, they could forget, and yichate b'gecholim, and that would be an issur. And therefore, he says, "Bezesh efshol liochlo." If you could possibly eat it, even though it's not fully ready, then we have to be concerned. Shema yichata begacholim. He says, "Bidiyevid yesh lo smoch hazeh rak shelo yeirogu latzus kein." On a one-time basis, it wouldn't be the end of the world, but you shouldn't do this on a regular basis. The Mishnah number 10 says the same idea. If you're leaving something for Matzei Shabbos, so the Mishnah Berurah and Shaar HaTzion say you shouldn't do this. Mishum sheyesh lochu shem yimloch lochu b'Shabbos. You may change your mind. Instead of having it for Mavla Malka, you may decide to have it for Shalosh Shudas. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Zion, Elam Kin is Bashal Hule, if it's fully cooked, Haino, the Kivin should find a Bashal Lagamre, since it's fully cooked, Achim Tis Bashal Yosef Titstamik Lera, if you now cook it any further, it's going to dry out, it'd be no good. Therefore, in this situation, only Lo Chayshin and Lechitur, we're not concerned you're going to go and stir the coals, Umuta Litno Ozul Chachila, and then everybody would say that you don't need a blech, you can just leave it on there for Erev Shabbos, it's already fully cooked, and if you leave it on there and stir it more, it's actually going to get worse. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches Mitztamik V'Ralo Pirush. What does that mean? Kol Dovish Adam Otsev Kishayovesh. If the person is unhappy that it's going to dry out, V'Niskavets, it's going to shrink, Machmas Rov Bishul, because it's overcooked, then that is what we call Mitztamik V'Ralo. Likewise, when we say what's Mitztamik V'Yofalo V'Chem B'Yofalo, Haynu Shu Someach Mizeh. That's you're happy that it's cooking longer. That concludes today's shir.